Does anyone else feel like it's really weird? And I'm leading the question because we know the answer and we know why. Does anyone else feel like it's really weird and kind of surreal that gas prices are higher than they've ever been and the media is just not talking about it? Like during the inflation bubble under Biden, which hit the entire world, by the way, and wasn't caused by anything that Biden did, it hit the whole world. And in fact, we recovered faster than almost every peer country. Nonstop, constant videos and op-eds. Every talking head, everywhere, even on MSNBC, CNN, whatever. But now, highest gas prices in history in America right now, essentially, looks like it's only going to be going up directly due to Trump. Complete one hot, just straightforward one-to-one. Everyone's quiet. Seriously, the only acknowledgement of this I see is on social media. And every once in a while in AP articles like the rising price of gas, none of the outrage, none of the indignation. It's directly Trump. Well, it's Israel, right? But it's Trump and Israel, one entity. Trump Israel is Trump, you know? All passive language. Just take this as a reminder. Even if we got rid of Trump, even if we got rid of the Republicans, the media is biased towards oligarchy, towards Israel, towards capital consolidation. The media is lying to you in their framing, even so-called centrist or left-wing media. And the problem won't go away until we deal with them too. Because otherwise, it's going to be a whole lifetime of this. I am begging the liberals who complained about media bias against Biden, which was real, by the way. It was real. I'm begging for those people to understand the solution here is not just to whine about media, but to recognize that it is a structurally disincentivized, it's built to misinform people, and it will always be like that. Unless something is done. And this is what happens when you give rein of these corporations to like five people who are all evil. How to deal with them too. Current media agencies need to be dissolved. I think that they're accomplices to treason. And I think that the people who own them need to be arrested and put on trial. We need new laws. It should not be legal to run machines that lie to the public. We need to make it more illegal to lie. The world is ending because of this. The deaths that will be like, it is insane to me. That climate, sorry, that fossil fuel executives have been lying for decades about climate change. And as a consequence of their lobbying, the Republican Party got on board and then went on to spark a global movement of climate change denialism that is going to lead to, in the long run, hundreds of trillions of dollars of damage and millions of lives lost, which are already racking up. The monetary and human cost of climate change is already stacking. Very, very quickly, very quickly, and it's only going to get worse. And all the people who did this, all the lobbyists and consultants and executives who did this, who lied, knowingly lied. There was no doubt in their minds. They knew they were lying. We know this for a fact. It's not a crime. They just get to do that. I don't think so. Sorry. I'm writing new laws. I'm sorry. I don't care. I don't think so. If it's between the ability for the most evil pedophiles on Earth to do whatever they want and destroy the planet with no repercussions and the future of the human race, I'm going to choose the future of the human race, in my opinion, personally. I think, I don't know. I think that all life on Earth and the spark of sentience in a cold, dark universe, the one little pale blue marble that contains life that we know of, I think that's slightly more important than a bunch of pedophile oligarchs going to jail. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I know it's a radical position that everyone on earth agrees with. But what about the shareholders? What about the shareholders? That's fucking true. That's facts. The New York Times is the only place I've seen quantified. No, 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 no. Because this is nothing. I remember what it was like back in 2022, 2023. It wasn't just banal, factual, descriptive posts about how the number is going up. It was a wave of outrage that crossed the entire media sector. Everyone from left to center to right was pumping out constant articles, whatever, on every level, talking about the inflation. It's about the outrage. You know what I mean? It's like Western media might acknowledge when Israel does a war crime, but you could tell the difference between how they cover Israel's behavior in Lebanon versus October 7th. Oh, sure. Media covers, it acknowledges that Israel is entering Lebanon, but I think it covered October 7th a little bit differently, didn't it? A little bit of a tone difference. So in a way, Will Stancil was correct that public dissatisfaction was kind of manufactured. Well, of course that's true, but like Will Stancil doesn't agree with what I think is manufactured. Will Stancil's a Zionist. Like, Zionism is the most manufactured shit in the world. You're telling me that Americans organically have a super strong position defending the Jewish supremacist fucking ethno state in the Middle East? No. Like, it's like I obviously I agree that dissatisfaction is manufactured. The problem was never that Biden allowed inflation to get too bad, because Biden wasn't the reason inflation went up. Inflation went up all around the world. Biden wasn't the one that made inflation go up. It was nothing that the Democrats did. It happened everywhere. It can't be the Democrats if it happened everywhere. It wasn't anything that he caused. The problem isn't that the Democrats did wrong. The problem is the Democrats were not able to effectively push against the narrative in the media. And that's because media is captured by right-wing interests, and that's because capital interests are right-wing interests, and that's because the Democrats are the weaker version of the capital class affecting party. You know? Remember COVID? No, I have no memory of what that is. On that subject, yeah. Behold, Western media. Latest attacks in Lebanon leave nearly 400 dead as two Israeli soldiers killed. Perfect. Perfect. Picture perfect. It's like this for every one of them. Everyone, tens of thousands of news headlines deliberately structured to look like this. Every single time it's like this, with like basically no exceptions. Which, I mean, you tell me, do you think it's a coincidence that all these different news outlets run by different people all act the same way every time? Or is there some kind of invisible mandate circulating in Western media that dictates how they're allowed to talk about certain issues? It's not just Israel, man. When was the last time you saw widespread media coverage on the over-financialization of America? How often do mainstream news outlets talk about wealth inequality? Sometimes. Gets acknowledged sometimes. I don't see people getting in a big tizzy about it. I guarantee you that there have been more New York Times op-eds on pro-Palestinian students at the University of Columbia in the past couple of years than there have been articles on wealth inequality. But what's the bigger problem to the world? You know? Capital class is laughing at us. They're laughing at us. They're laughing at us and their fucking kids. God, I hate them. Okay, I need to read donos or I'm never getting out of here. Dubai real estate 60% down. This is not 60%. What version, what numbers are we using? This is from 16,800 down to 11,000. That's not 60%. I hate you. God, I hate every 60% of something. That's different. Also, who would say down 60% of what it was? That's a different metric. That's completely different. It's similarity only in the fact that both are numbers.